Good morning. My guests this morning are Charlie Pokorny and Dojin Emerson from the Stone Creek Zen Center. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the holiday sale and Zen Fest is Sunday, November 13th. Do you know which one this is? Like, is it the 14th or the 18th or...
The 13th.
It's the 13th
annual.
The 13th annual.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Got to be
helpful. The 13th on the 13th.
It's got to work out. I find this to be one of the most wonderful and modest little holiday observances that I can think of. So why don't you give me some description of what it's like to go to the Zen Fest, 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon?
We have some of our favorite and traditional things. We have our beautiful items for the raffle and a silent auction, and many of the members make local jams and products. And this year we have sort of a re-envisioned craft section. So the person running that is enlisting a lot of local artists to donate things as well. So I think it's going to be a really beautiful assortment of gifts from the local community.
It's also for people who... may even already be a little worn from a holiday shopping and holiday observance. It's very low key. Nobody is going to twist your arm to do anything or eat anything or drink anything or buy anything.
Yeah, admission is free. We do. We try to keep the Zen in Zen Fest.
Right.
Yeah. And we do have a lunch at 11:30 to 1. And before lunch this year, we'll have like 15 minutes of taiko drumming. So that's a lot of fun.
So what will you guys be doing while all this is going on?
Well, I'm the coordinator. I'll just be making sure everything's covered and answering questions everywhere.
Stream of people running to you, asking you questions, which hopefully you'll know the answers to.
And we do try to wander around and like you were saying, that your experience of getting a little information about, like, what is Stone Creek and what is Zen practice. And we also have altar supplies and meditation cushions. And people are really happy to talk about what Stone Creek is and what we offer there, too.
I noticed that in this press release, Jisho Warner is listed as a teacher. Is she still active at this center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jisho continues as the abiding teacher. And then Charlie and I are the head priests.
How long have you two been involved in the Stone Creek Zen Center?
3 years now. Teaching actively.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And have you been to each of these as the time passes?
Both, yeah. This is our fourth.
Right, yeah. Right. What's your favorite part?
Taiko drumming.
I really enjoy the taiko drumming. I really like the way that, like you said, it's it's a sale, but there's not a lot of pressure, and it's a real community event, so you see lots of folks you don't see otherwise. You know, it's a good time to come together.
Where does Zen and Christmas come together? they almost seem to be self-exclusive, but I don't think so.
Well, our practice is just completely be our lives, completely be present. And that's compatible with almost anything.
That's true. That's true. It is irreligious in that respect. One of the things that's always attracted me to Zen, that as somebody who spent 12 years in parochial schools, I've had enough of that part. Plenty to last me for quite some time. I'll take these things. And also, it's in such a nice little place, the little Masonic Center there,
yes.
Right across from the Safeway, and right in the middle of Sebastopol. Well, thanks you two for coming in. And let's tell people once again that the 13th annual Zen Fest is November 13th at the Masonic Center, which is 373 North Main in Sebastopol. For information, 829-1129, online, stonecreekzencenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.